Bez Hashem, we begin a new topic here in Eis Aleph, Shir number 57, Pele Yoitz. Welcome everyone for joining from all over the world. Thank you for learning. Avelus. We talk now about the topic of Avelus. When we think of Avelus, the first thing that probably comes to mind is personal Avelus. Rachmanu Litzolnei Aleinu, of a person loses a relative, a close relative, who they have to mourn for the loss of that relative. That's not what we're going to start with talking about. The first mindset, when we think of Avelus, should really come to mind, is the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That is a constant, day in and day out, Avelus that does exist for every single Yid. The fact that we do not have a Beis HaMikdash. And the truth is, when a person comes to a day of the year like called Tisha B'Av, which is just really, it's a reference to the day. It's not, by definition, a bad, a sad day. Tisha B'Av is a sad day. It means the ninth of Av. And the Mitzvah Shem in the future, that day will be a day of rejoicing. If a person lives his days, his weeks, his months, his years, his life, that one day a year, he puts on these non-shoes, regular different type of shoes. He sits on the ground a little. He finds something as comfortable as possible when he has to go down to lower on the ground. And he survives a Tisha B'Av. He makes it through another Tisha B'Av. He's missing the point. A person has to feel the Avelus, has to work on himself. That's what the Pele Yoitz is doing right now. It's Ois Aleph, Avelus, the topic of understanding, appreciating, living your life with the realization that there is no Beis HaMikdash. Whether you live in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, whether you live in Eretz Yisrael, there is no Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately. And we all have to live with that understanding that there's certain halachas, because there's no Beis HaMikdash. There's certain hanhagas, ways of living, that we live, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, differently. Now he's discussing the Indian about Tikkun Chatzos. We'll say it. Most of us don't recite Tikkun Chatzos, but at least let's be aware of what Tikkun Chatzos is. There are certain people, even to this generation, they recite Tikkun Chatzos. They recite a tefillah. They mourn for the Beis HaMikdash at night. Chatzos. Avelus al-Chorim Beis HaMikdash u'dovra toli b'maisa. Mourning for the Beis HaMikdash is something which requires, it's something which is an action. V'prat b'zman ben mitzarim, even more so during the 3 weeks. Bayoyim u'valayla, day and night. Litein eifri b'mokam anochas tefillin, to put ash in the place where you put your tefillin on your head. V'leishav eitzel ha-mezuzah, and sit near the mezuzah. V'loyim ha-say the Tikkun Chatzos, and to recite the Tikkun Chatzos. Tikkun Chatzos is the tefillah to mourn over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not just the act of doing this, of putting the physical ashes on your head, saying the words, but it's in your heart as well. You have to have a broken heart, and we should all have this broken heart. There are two feelings we should have when we get to the Kaisel. One feeling of, I'm home. I came home. I belong home. I'm here now. Another feeling that should come over us is that feeling that a person who didn't see the Kaisel within 30 days, he rips his clothing. He rips a piece of his garment. There's a halacha because it's a mourning. It's sad. There is no Beis HaMikdash. That's how we have to understand and appreciate. A broken heart. That person is mourning. He's feeling it. He's kvetching. Of course, comes according to our understanding of what does it mean, the Beis HaMikdash, comes according to our Ava, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the purity of our Neshama. So, of course, one of the most difficult things people will tell you, how do you mourn for the Beis HaMikdash? We don't know what we had to lose, you know. We don't know what it means not to have a Beis HaMikdash because we never lived with the Beis HaMikdash. I mentioned in my shiurim, those who listen, they know that I had shoulder surgery, I don't know, was it 25 years ago by now, 27 years ago? And for like a month, around a month, it was in a sling. I'm told now surgery, like the same surgery, like 2 days later, they're like playing baseball already. Yeah, I'm exaggerating a little. But around 27 years ago, for like a month, my shoulder was in a sling and I could barely move it. Barely move it. To the point when I went to the physical therapist and he says to me, okay, pick up your arm. So I moved it like a drop. He says to me, I asked you to pick up your arm. I said, that's all it goes. He didn't notice any movement. This is a month after I had the surgery. So Baruch Hashem, I could pick up my arm today, straight to the top, you know, the ceiling. But I remember what it was like. I went back to yeshiva. I couldn't put my hand to my head. I couldn't put on my tefillin by myself. I needed assistance. I couldn't do it. So these are things that you can relate to. You can relate to the fact, Baruch Hashem, I remember Uri Greenspan, that's me. Remember you had a surgery? Remember why you had a surgery? Your shoulder was popping out? Appreciate the gift Hashem gives you now. It's you can relate to it. Beis HaMikdash. We never had the Beis HaMikdash in the first place in this generation to know what we're missing. And the Pelioid says, I understand that. The Hei Nemes Ki Daloi Numoid. We don't know what we're losing, what we lost. We don't appreciate it. What's this golus hashchina? That Hashem's presence is in golus. And to the point of the tsar, the pain of Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nonetheless, even if that's all true, kol adam ein chayiv ela kishiurei. Each person at his level, he has to do what he can do. And we have halachas. We have halachas. We have halachas of how to live our life when there is no Beis HaMikdash. And part of it is not flaunting wealth. Part of it is living within your means and not showing off. Now he gives an example. What should a person do? What should a person do? And not just on Tisha B'Av. You know, Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal would say, sit on the ground when no one sees you. And if someone sees you, just not pretend you're missing your contact lens. Just make you hope. Don't wear your glasses at the same time. You're telling me you're looking for contact lens, right? Don't lie. Just sit on the ground for a few seconds and think of the fact that there's a Chorim Beis HaMikdash in your lifetime. When? Today. Not just on Tisha B'Av. No one has to know about it. Just you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the person's living his life, appreciating the fact that unfortunately we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, his life changes. He lives a different lifestyle. He doesn't run after the Gashmias. He's not involved in the rat race. He works more in the spiritual race. And he says, envision in your mind a person's mother, his chagura sack, is wrapped in sackcloth, black in clothing, screaming out in pain, Says the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Kaloini Meroishi, Kaloini Mizroi. My head hurts, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My arm hurts. Bonim Gidalti Vermamti Vehim Poshubi. I raised my children and they rebelled against me. This is what the Navi Yeshaya says. I raised children and they rebelled against me. That is of the most painful things that can ever happen in life. A Ben Sora Meira. And Avshalom that comes to kill his father, David HaMelech. The child exists only because of the parent, and the child says, I'm going to come here and try to kill you. Bonim gidalti v'roimamti v'hein poshubi. K'zoyz achayitein liboy dvor ha'mamarim es alev. We should be thinking about things that bitter the heart. V'yishpeich es nafshei b'kol yololo, and cry out to Hashem, Ulai yizke v'yira b'nechmas tzioin v'binyan beis mikdashenu v'sivateinu v'shibonim v'mheri yameinu. Maybe, perhaps, we'll merit to see the rebuilding beis mikdash in our days. This is how we have to connect to Hashem. We have to connect to the fact that there is no beis mikdash. Two things I want to just share with you before we stop the recorder now. The story they say over, I believe it was Ethiopians, who were giving a tour of the old city. And the tour guide points out and says, this is where the Beit HaMikdash was. And he turns back to his crowd and he sees people sitting on the floor. And he says, why are you sitting on the floor? You don't understand. What are you sitting on the floor for? They didn't know there was no Beit HaMikdash. They didn't know there's no Beit HaMikdash. The reaction when they heard there was no Beit HaMikdash, they sat on the floor as a sign of mourning. You know, there's a Mishnah Nazir. It's a remarkable Mishnah. A person makes a neder, he's going to be a Nazir. He makes a vow, he's going to be a Nazir. And on his way to the Beit HaMikdash to bring the Karbanos, he finds horrific information. There's no Beit HaMikdash. This the Mishnah says this. Could you imagine that? He's going to the Beit HaMikdash to bring his Karban, and there's no Beis HaMikdash. He didn't know this. He didn't know. It's hard for us to fathom this concept in this generation. When you have milliseconds, you get all the information, all the knowledge in the world. Or the Shtusim also. So this is number one. Number one is, this is how we should, when we hear there's no Beis HaMikdash, this is how we should feel. Like the Peleus is telling us. And let's try to do something practical. Are we going to be saying Tikkun Chatzos? Probably not. Are we going to be crying out and envisioning a person's mother wearing sackcloth and crying out to Hashem? Maybe once in a while we'll try to do this. We could take the Eitzah from Rav Avigdor Milozetzal. Sit on the ground for a few seconds. And the reason why you're sitting on the ground is because there is no Beis HaMikdash. Connecting to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash throughout the year. Not just one day a year. And the last thing I wanted to tell you on this topic for today is, many years ago, I brought my older boys to Rav Avram Shor. I was in Flatbush for Yontif, and I asked him for a bracha for my boys, and he says to me, their eyes should be zoiche to see Mashiach Tzidkenu. Their eyes should see Mashiach. And he said to us, this is the best bracha you could ever get. That your eyes should merit to see Mashiach Tzidkenu. And to that I say, if we connect to the mourning, M-O-U-R, the mourning, the avelus, the fact that we're missing the Beis HaMikdash, whether we understand it or not, is at Kodesh Baruch Hu's house, then we should be zoicha v'sechazena einenu v'shucha tzion berachamim.